10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
Hello, everybody. This is 2 minutes past with Vincent Dan Gogh. 2 minutes past liftoff on Voyager 3. Tonight I got a couple new records I want to spin for you. I got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to start with a song that I think is a great way to celebrate the world. Okay, this is by Harry Nilsson. This is off of his Nilsson Schmilsson album.
You come to the end, and the light there is dimmer. The chances are slimmer of finding your way. Find out to stay out. Trouble and danger, was everything stranger than it used to be. Your scary old place out there, world. But I couldn't be happy without you. And I swear all my thoughts are about you. The most beautiful world in the world. Scary old place out there, world. But I couldn't be happy without you. And I swear all my thoughts are about you. The most beautiful world in the world.
Your mountains when you're mad, your rivers when you're sad, and those deep blue seas. I love you for your snow, your deserts down below. I love the way you wear your trees. The most beautiful world. Just couldn't stay here without you. So when you get older and over your shoulder, you look back to see if it's real. Tell her she's beautiful.
So long, folks.
Goodbye, Harry.
See you next album, Richard.
Bye.
We love Voyager 3 on WMCB LP Greenfield.
Thank you. Okay, it's okay. Thank you, though.
What department is it in?
I'm not sure. It's like, it's soda.
Soft drinks. Yeah.
Soft drinks.
Pop.
Oh, yeah, no, we definitely don't have that. I don't see anything like
right,
that.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Have a great day.
Okay, let's review what we've been listening to. We started the night with, I believe I already told you this, but let's just make sure no one's forgetting. You're on board Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Gough. This is 107.9 WMCBLP Greenfield. First tonight, we heard a few minutes after 5. I was beating some traffic in Greenfield, mind you. If you hit a red light, sometimes you're waiting, and that might only add an extra minute, but that was all it took for me to be 2 minutes late to the studio tonight, because this is live, baby. Every time you hear a voice at 5 o'clock on a Monday evening, it is live. It might be replaying the show, that is. I record this, and it replays on Wednesdays and again on Saturday mornings, but if you hear this voice on Mondays between 5 and 6 p.m., it is all live. We just listened to Harry Nilsson's The Most Beautiful World in the World, and then we listened to The L. Michaels Affair, or The Michaels Affair, which was recommended to me by Andy of Electric Eye Records in Florence. This is kind of a neo-soul artist. L. Michaels Affair is the band. The album is called Enter the 37th Chamber, which is playing with the samples and beats and the work of Wu-Tang and the samples that Wu-Tang has used. After that, we listened to The Ventures on a new record to me. That song was called The Ninth Wave. Let's see what we have next. This song is called Ray-Ban by the iMark 4.
Orangina. I think our closest bike should be like an Orange Gus, maybe.
Okay. No, that's okay. Thank you so much, though.
No problem. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Gonna haunt you.
Okay, what have we been listening to? Well, let's see. The last I told you about was Ray-Ban by the iMark 4. After that, we listened to one of my favorite albums, and I got this recently, by Jungle Fire, and that song was Clubero. What we just listened to, that kind of soft rockin' song, that kind of rockin' ballad there, was by 60 Million Buffalo, not like the count of the animals that are involved, just that's the name of the actual band, 60 Million Buffalo, and that song was called Denver Dame. Now we're going to move on to a song called Mona Lisa by Tristan. I heard this by another disc jockey at WMCB LP Greenfield or WMCB.net, what you're listening to right now. And I'm not sure who was playing it. I'm not sure what DJ. I just turned on the radio real quick while I was heading over to one of the many grocery stores we have here in town for a quick jaunt. And I was like, I like this modern song. So I'm going to replay it. So shout outs to whoever played it first.
Hello, my darling. It's just Dante saying hello, and I hope everything's okay, and I'll talk to you very soon. Auntie loves you. Bye-bye, dear.
The cinema and leave you in a wimpy bar. You tell me that we've gone too far. Come running up to me.
make the scene. A cousin Jack's leave him to put the bottles back, mends his glasses that are cracked. Well, that's one up to me. Hey. Silver cloud to ride, pack the tennis club inside, trouser cuffs hung far too wide. Well, it was up to me. Tires down on your bicycle, you know it feels like an icicle. The yellow-fingered smoky girl is looking up to me. With a half of bitter bread and jam, and if it pleases me, I'll put one on your fan. When the copper fades away. To pass, the big old pirate sinks at last, and if I laughed a bit too fast, well, it was up to me. Take you to the cinema and leave you in a wimpy bar. You tell me that we've gone too far, come running up to me.
Okay, if you didn't know who that was, that's a pretty popular rock and roll classic rock artist. That was none other than Jethro Tull from their most well-known, well-received lineup and album, Aqualung. That song there was called Up to Me. I really like the guitar work on it. And I saw Jethro Tull a couple winters ago. It was one of the first things I saw post-COVID, or at the outset of COVID, or we're in COVID, or whatever. But it was really fun. The current lineup includes Ian Anderson, the one and only rock and roll flautist and singer. They had so much fun. They had a lot of anecdotes about all the bands they toured with and all the people they've performed near and written with and written for. But I have a more personal anecdote about Aqualung, or sorry, Jethro Tull, which I always just like the name. It's great to just have a cool name for a band. I like that. I remember many, many holiday get-togethers ago, my Uncle Roger, who was seeing lots of psychedelic bands in the late 60s and early 70s, told me his experience when seeing Jethro Tull. Which the story doesn't focus so much on Jethro Tull, but that's what he bought tickets to see. He and his friends in New York City, I'm not sure where or how big the venue was, but they were at an open venue, standing room only, pretty close to the stage. They're waiting for Aqualung to be performed by Jethro Tull. They're excited about it. That's the band they want to see. However, a little-known band to them opens up that they've never heard of before. None other than Black Sabbath in 1970 opens up for Jethro Tull. And my uncle, needless to say, honestly, his reaction was as I think most people would have been in 1970. His jaw hits the floor, and he does not understand if he is listening to Satan himself or what kind of devil has been unleashed in front of him. He said he and his friends were speechless. They genuinely thought there was new sounds to humankind being created and released that night. Now, I know that Ozzy has passed on to whatever realm that he ascends to or descends to, which he probably has been doing for a long time, to be honest, but now he's there all the time. But I just can't imagine. I mean, I think Jethro Tull would have been fun in the day. Don't get me wrong. I just played it. I liked it. But I cannot imagine having no preconception, no knowledge about Black Sabbath, and they're just there on stage doing their thing, and they're, you know, they're warming up with their Paranoid songs at that point. So I just shout outs to Uncle Roger. He's exposed me to a lot of different music over the years, a lot of psychedelia, and that song goes out to him. So thank you, Uncle Roger.
Hello, Cheers Market.
Hi, do you sell Orangina, the soda?
I had
such a funny gym class. I had
great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, no problem.
Trader Joe's Hadley, Matt speaking.
Hi, I'm just curious, do you have Orangina, the soda, or anything similar to it?
We do not at the moment. We have in the past, but right now, no, I don't even have anything kind of similar to that.
Okay, thank you, though.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks, have a great day.
To mix the real orange pieces in Orangina, you've got to shake it. Orangina, shake the bottle, wake the drink.
Okay, everybody, you've been listening to Voyager 3 on WMCBLP Greenfield and or WMCB.net. In the future from now, which is 5:53 p.m. on November 17th, 2025, any point in the future from that, you might be hearing this on the archives at WMCB.net. You also might be listening to this on my Voyager 3 Mixcloud, wherever it finds you. This data file, this MP4, soon to be converted to MP3, will be somewhere out there in the data streams of your future. If you have any interest in getting a hold of the radio station at large, or with myself during this hour, you could call 413-475-3958. You could also reach out to me at Voyager3WMCB at gmail.com. If you have interest in becoming a DJ yourself, please feel free to log on at any time to the World Wide Web and hit up the most exciting website to ever feature that your brain will ever feature on its internal theaters, which is WMCB.net, where you can find archives of many a show. You can find upcoming events. You can find forms to become a DJ yourself. Also, you could find on the very top, there's this funny little green button and it says donate. If you have it in your heart, if you have it in your soul, if you have it in your nose, if you have it in your toes, feel free to click that button at any time and throw us a dollar or two. This is a very community supported, very volunteer run organization, and we hope to entertain you. We hope to make your lives ever so lighter than they started before you heard this program. Let's see what we've been listening to. We listened to, I think this is the last thing I have not talked about, Bernard Pretty Purdy, who I feature a lot on the show. He's a drummer and he's awesome. He did a cover of James Brown's Cold Sweat. That was Bernard Purdy. Then we listened to the 12-inch version of I Feel Love by Donna Summer. Then we listened to another song, a second song from the L. Michael Affair, or the L. Michaels Affair. This song was called Cream, or C.R.E.A.M. And then we just heard a kind of fun, spacey instrumental, because we like to go out there here on Voyager 3. We heard Space Fever by Cosmic Gal. Now we're going to bring it old school real quick. I picked up a very free Nat King Cole record, and I've always been a fan of the trio, and I don't often listen to him on his own, but I like this Calypso-inspired song. I'm not sure if it's a cover or written for him or what's going on. He's not playing piano, so my guess is he didn't do much writing on it.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 sitting by the ocean, me how she feels so sad. Sitting by the ocean, me how she feels so sad. Don't got the money to take me back to Trinidad. Fine Calypso shrimp. Fine Calypso woman, she cooked me shrimp and rice. These Yankee hot dogs don't treat me stomach very nice. In Trinidad, $1 buy papaya juice, banana pie, 6 coconut, 1 female goat, and plenty fish to fill the boat. 1 bushel bread, 1 barrel of wine, and all the town she comes to dine. But here is bad, $1 buy cup of coffee, ham on rye. Me throat she sick from necktie, me feet she hurt from shoes, me pocket full of empty, I got Calypso blues. These Yankee girls give me big scare. Is black the root, is blonde the hair? Her eyelash false, her face is paint, and pads are where the girl she ain't. She jitterbugs when she should waltz. I even think her name is false. But Calypso girl is good a lot. Is what you see, is what she got. Sitting by the ocean, me how she feels so sad. Don't got the money to take me back to Trinidad. Wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Okay, I'm not really sure if that song is about lost love, if it's about lots of foods of interest. I'm not really sure. I think he says Dijon hot dogs at some point, which, I mean, that's awesome. I like a good tofu pup myself. Okay, well, I'm about to sign off. I hope that you have a great evening. As always, please be good to your neighbors. Please be good to yourself. Please be good to everybody. Just be good, okay? Till next time, have a great, great, great cosmic spin around this crazy, crazy, crazy galaxy we have, everybody. Goodbye.